I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Oh, man. Good thing we're not covering the morning show right now.
I know.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! It's bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life!
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
All right. What do you got there for us, Big Billy?
A popular pole dancing convention has decided to move its 2024 event out of Florida, citing the state's anti-LGBTQ laws and its ban on drag. It's not banned. In an interview with Insider, Colleen Jolly, the CEO and owner of PoleCon, said that though she had hoped to hold the convention in Orlando due to the size of the pole community there, not Polish, talking about people who dance on the pole, keeping the convention inclusive for the LGBTQ plus attendees meant moving it. She said, unfortunately, a growing number of states are making these really broad laws in the name of protecting children, but they're not protecting children at all. She said they're just about controlling and harming trans and queer folks. Jolly said, Jolly told the Insider that the convention also needed to be moved because a small contingent of its attendees are 18 years old. Oh, that's interesting. The 1,300-person event typically sells less than 10 tickets to minors accompanied by their parents. Despite that, Governor Ron DeSantis, his law prohibits children from attending adult live performances, which includes drag shows and some pole dancers, perform in clothing that does not match their assigned gender at birth. Jolly said hotels she spoke to in Orlando were unwilling to risk the legal repercussions to host the event. In the past, the convention has never run into issues over minor attendees. Minors and their parents must be together at all times during the PoleCon, and parents can ask organizers which showcases or workshops are more suitable for children for pole dancing.
What? Okay. now, look, I know there's going to be people that say pole dancing is a good exercise, and sure it is. I mean, I know they have like these pole classes, and you know where you go in and it's a good workout and all that. But come on, man! Like the origins, like that, it's a strip club thing. You know, it's what it is. You know, like what did you know just. Kids don't have to do everything, all right? Just come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, is this the hill you want to die at? Like, is this worth a fight? This is crazy.
Yeah, weird how it's like.
Yeah.
The reactions to the actions get more extreme, and then the reactions from those actions get even more extreme. Like, nobody can find compromise anymore. It's like, no, I'm gonna do that thing harder now. Now I'm going to encourage kids to show up. It's just like...
I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
You need kids at the pole thing. It's just insane to me. I don't get it, man. I want to get it, but I can't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Let's see what else there. Weird. They said that they're... representatives for DeSantis did not respond for the request for comment. So I'm sorry... Everybody wanted to attend PoleCon, and we're not talking about the Polish festival where you would get delicious pierogies. We're talking about people in drag, nude, dancing on poles. Both delicious, but in different ways.
Look, if I'm going to be completely fair here, I don't want kids at my pierogi festival either. You know what I mean? Stay out of the way.
I don't want kids anywhere.
Stay out of the way. Exactly. I don't want kids anywhere. That's my point, Kelly. See, Kelly? Even as a liberal, you can agree, keep the kids out of every event, you know? That's why we book
them. Not for their sake, though, for mine.
Exactly. Whatever it takes. I don't care. That's why we booked a Virgin Cruise for our anniversary, because no kids. It's all adults. Sorry. I raised one. He's out of the house. He's a grown-up. I got no desire to deal with children anymore. None. Don't care. Stay away from me. I don't want you sitting next to me at a restaurant, a football game, walking around at the store. I don't care. I did a comedy show the other day. They let a kid do a guest set. And I'm just like, oh, there's a kid here. Oh. Everybody's like, it's so cute. I'm like, I'm saying bad words tonight. Anyway, I don't know. It's just odd to me.
Yeah,
I need my kid at the pole con. What are you doing?
I do have to say, respectively, that I do not really see the difference between, like, a pole competition and gymnastics other than the direction of the pole.
Well, the thing is, the pole, where do you find a pole? And what is the full name of it? It's a stripper pole. That's what it is. There's no other name for it.
I mean, only when a stripper's on it, you don't call it, like,
I know, but that's where they're at. You're only going to find one in a strip club. You're not going to just see one randomly at the mall.
Not anymore. They're at the mall.
No, they're not.
Stop it. Sure they are.
Stop it, Kelly. Kelly, quit it. You're silly. I realize they have these pole classes. You know, like I saw, a Bone Fam Crystal Stem. She was going to them with her big, tall ass, you know. And they get up there and they work out and they spin around. But it's impossible to do those classes without it even looking sexual because it's designed for you to spin around and your legs are all agape and you're doing all sexy stuff. I've never seen anybody on a stripper pole that didn't look a little sexualized. It's a stripper pole. You're hanging upside down. Stripper in Poland. It's just, are you telling me if you saw an 11-year-old girl on a stripper pole, you'd be like, look, she's doing a little workout. Or you'd
she's just doing gymnastics.
You know what I mean? What's Are you wouldn't immediately
I
be
mean,
like whoa,
I said, there,
whoa.
I'm just saying, if just straight facts, looking at it, the kind of like routine and the kind of outfit is exactly the same, except for the direction of the pole. Well, no, I mean,
I don't agree with that. You're wrong.
I think you're thinking about what you see at a strip club and. At a pole competition, it's not the same. There's not, like, grinding all over the floor. It's literally just on the pole being able to, like, do the tricks and twirl around and stuff.
She's right.
It's not, like, grinding on the floor and, like, spreading
She's
your
right,
legs
dude.
And doing the foot clap. That's not what's happening.
She's right. Well, I remember seeing Simone Biles on her knees picking up dollar bills at the last Olympic Games. And I was like, you know what?
That's not what they're doing.
I'm looking at pole con footage from 2023, Kelly, and there's a woman with red thigh-high boots on and just a bra and underwear on, and she's dancing much like you would see in a strip club.
Well, yeah. It's a stripper pole.
She's just doing gymnastics. That's all. And she's grinding on the floor. She's got a thong on. She's pumping her butt up in the air, and she's spreading her legs. Oh,
crazy.
There it is.
So
I'll send it to you so you can watch it.
Gymnasts also spread their legs when they do their routine.
All right. All right. I mean, this is where we're at in the country now. Like everybody's just, one person sees a six, the other person sees a nine, depending on who you vote for. And that's just where we're at. I don't know. We can't find common ground anymore at all.
I don't want to sound old fashioned, but if you take your kid to PoleCon, you're a bad parent.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.